Hello there. Happy first day of September. So excited to have you here and really grateful to be able to pray for you. So thank you so much for taking the time every single day to listen to me read scripture and pray for you. It is such a privilege and it is such a joy to be able to do so. All right, so today we are in Psalm 149, and this month we're going to be reading out of the New Revised Standard Version, the NRSV. And the reason we do this is that in order to comply with copyright laws, I can't read a whole bunch of scripture, like I can't use the same translation every single day of the year. And so we do a bunch of different ones, which has been really fun for me just to kind of try them all out. All right, so this is Psalm 149, and the title is Praise for God's Goodness to Israel. This is what it says. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourines and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to just praise you. This psalm begins with praise and it ends with praise. And so, Lord, I pray today that that would be the way that we spend our days. We wake up in the morning and we praise you for what you have done in the middle of the night without our help. And then we go to bed praising you for all the blessings and all the things that you've done, even through the hard times, Lord. We choose to praise you. And teach us what it means to sing a brand new song to you. Sometimes it's that, and this doesn't necessarily mean a worship song or like that we have to like find a new worship song every day to praise you, but just that in our hearts, as we make melody to you, that we're saying new things to you because we're walking in newness of life and we are experiencing new levels of discipleship. And so I'm so grateful for that. I also remember just how important it is that we allow you, our creative God, to be creative in our lives. We can be guilty of looking back, like in Isaiah 43, where it talks about, don't call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. It will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And talks about making rivers in the wilderness and streams in the desert, or pathways in the desert. And Lord, that's what we want. We don't want to say, okay, these are the only the ways that you can work, and we're going to prescribe to our creative God the ways that we think you should answer our prayers. Instead, Lord, we choose to let you be wildly creative because you are, and to do that new thing so that we can sing that new song. Lord, we choose to rejoice in you. And Lord, verse 3 reminds me of watching Footloose. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. Lord, may it be that today is the day that we can kick up our feet and just rejoice in you, and even move our bodies in a way that worships you, Lord. So we just thank you for the opportunity to do so. And we thank you that you've made our toes and our fingers and our arms and our legs. And Lord, I pray for those who are hurting in those areas, who maybe have a broken limb or have arthritis, or these are difficult things for them to walk or to run or to dance. But Lord, I pray for healing today, particularly for those who are battling chronic illness, because that's such a difficult place to be. Lord, I just thank you so much for verse 4. You take pleasure in your people, and we are your people. And I love the second half of this. You adorn the humble with victory. So Lord, I pray for my friend today who is in that humble place. She has taken the last seat, or he has humbled himself before you, or asked for forgiveness, or apologized to someone. And your promise is that you will adorn them with victory. So Lord, where there's been brokenness, this, and where there's been difficulty, I pray for victory. And I thank you so much for securing that victory on the cross and resurrecting and finally and forever securing that victory. So Lord, we thank you for this first day of the month. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, and we choose to praise you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. So a whole bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. Sorry to end that sentence with a preposition. And also, thank you to all of you who are patrons. I really appreciate you, and you really keep this going, and I'm humbled. I'm humbled by it, so thank you.